Whoa, we're live, Lou. We're live. We can't act silly. Oh, yes, we can. What's going on, everyone? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero, and I'm so excited because this morning we have a special guest.
Very special.
It's somebody that I've actually was part of his career. I was actually there for his first
deal. And
Lou was a big part of the beginning of this guy's career. Now he is out doing things that we were doing with other people now. He's training. He is teaching. He is doing it all. And he is massively growing. We're going to get
He is a solutionary.
He is a solutionary.
But he's also homegrown.
He is extremely homegrown. And that's the best part about it. So we will.
Oh, what is, hold on real quick. It's this guy. Real quick. Let me show you this big picture. This is kind of the logo.
Boom.
Of the wife. Bam.
That might be something you've seen before.
A pioneer inside of his auto group because of something that I'll never have. I may never.
The beard.
I'm hoping that I get
the beard. You never,
day.
Dude. You're too old to not. If you don't have it now, it's never happening. Unless they start. Unless they come out with a new technology to put little plugs in there for you.
We'll see. I'm trying to grow.
Well, folks,
all right. Either way, enjoy the intro.
Enjoy it. Here, we'll be back in a
Evan
moment.
Bowles will be right back with you.
You're interested in being on our show, you have something that you want to share, something that you want to do to help uplift and upshift this whole car business game, give us a holler because we love people like that. And speaking of people like that.
Speaking of solutions.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. We have a special guest. You guys already seen this.
He's Bam. Looking good. He's looking good today, folks. Man.
This picture here doesn't do him justice.
His
face doesn't quite look like a thumbs up.
And he's trimmed it.
He's trimmed it.
Yeah, your face doesn't look like a thumb. And you got a little bit
right.
Less beard.
So let me get him on here. Everybody, let's welcome Mr.
Evan Bowles.
Yes, action guitar player extraordinaire.
Yes.
That's something I've learned from using social media. I'm actually in the middle of learning guitar. I've been playing for a little over a year now. I'm getting pretty decent. I'm not quite.
He's got some sick guitar.
I'm not quit level yet. I'm more of acoustic, just strumming and having fun, and I'm starting to pick some chords now. But I'm loving it. I've put the work in the last year, so I've gotten quite decent. So I do. It's pretty neat to see somebody out there who could jam like you. There's another car guy in Kentucky that's a really good guitar player. He's out in I know we're talking about guitar. I don't mean to do that, Evan. But he's all the way out in Lexington. It's what's his name? The dude who works at the Hyundai store. He had his own little show thing too for a little bit. He did little videos.
The one that works at the Hyundai store.
He drives the Challenger Hellcat. You know what I'm talking about? What's his name? Sean. Well, anyway, this dude kills it on the guitar, bro. Like solos, like straight rock. It's you guys would probably have a fun time hanging out and playing guitar together. I need to connect. You would actually like the guy because he's a really hardcore car guy too, and he absolutely loves his team. He loves team building. He loves doing a lot of stuff like that. He's got the number one Hyundai store in the state. I mean, he's doing his thing. He's a really – I'll get you that name whenever I think of it. But, dude, awesome. I've seen him throw some stuff online. I'm like, whoa, bro. Rock and roll, man. Let's go. So, anyway, Evans.
Thank you so much for being here this morning,
man.
Where are you sitting right now, Evan?
I'm in my office. I'm at Swope Nissan. In the office, I get my lay of the showroom. I get my lay of the lot. It's like – it's the best spot.
It's one of the best office points – in the city
of
Elizabethtown.
Heck of a view from there.
Love that spot.
Yep.
And we're going to get more into detail, but car guys and car gals, he's sitting in my chair, right? He's sitting in the – I was the first one to occupy that office and open up that store, and it is a great honor to be – what are we now, 8 years further?
Eight and a half years.
And he's sitting inside of that chair making great things happen for many different people, and he's building a legacy that is great. And I'm enjoying, and I'm so proud. I mean, I got to go hang out with Evan the other day.
Right.
We are part of a great honor of men. We are Doodle Dads.
Doodle Dads Unite.
That's right. Doodle Dads Unite. And we got our dogs together to hang out.
I heard about that.
And it was a good time. Good time. But I got to see his home. I got to see all of his awesome guitars. You need to go check that out. But Evan has grown so much inside of this business, and I've been honored to be a part of it. We got some great stories for you folks. Evan, welcome to the cafe. You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing fantabulous. How are you?
Ah, well, I'm obviously getting a little caffeinated on some Car Guy coffee.
Let's groove.
Oh, yeah. This is Car Guy coffee here.
Oh, hit up with the bang. He was an energy drinking guy.
Nothing wrong
Lou,
with that.
Lou, you need a Monster? Lou, you need a Red Bull? Always running.
Try to look out for my dude.
I used to drink. That's not exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly. Hey, that's I'm gonna run a store. You need something, boss?
Yep.
Gotcha. So, and that's the way to do it. And we all know that's how you come up in the game. You show respect to your boss, just like you do any elder, in a sense. You know, we all do that, and that's just kind of what we do. But then you get to that spot, and then people do the same for you. So that's what's a beautiful thing. I love the relationship that you guys have. I think it's great. I know every time we bring up your name, Evan, Lude has nothing but high praises for you. You know, and, you know, there's going to be some stories that go on in this five-liner. I think we're going to bring out some stuff that will interject when I got an opportunity to be part of it and your beginnings. So it's pretty neat to see where you've come, as far as you've come. Because when I first met you, I had no idea where you were going to go and how far you were going to go in this business. So it's cool to see you've made it a career, not just a job. Mm. And we'll get into that later, too.
Brilliant.
So, and that's the key. That is so key to be able to get to the seat where you're sitting right now, Evan, is you have to treat it like a career, not a job.
That's
and
right.
And you should be very proud of yourself, and you're just beginning. You have me 7-8 years, bro. You're still a rookie, bro.
There you go.
Right. Right.
But you're a rookie who has enough room to say, hey, I've been doing it, you know? So, I absolutely think that's wonderful, man. And, you know, and folks, don't take rookie as a bad word. And I know Evan's not taking it bad either, because when I say rookie, it's just because I've got like over double the time in the business. So I have the right to say something. You're just a pup. Oh, man, you're still wet 9 years.
Right. Yes, there's no gray in that beard, folks, so you can still be considered a pup. Right? Yeah. Is there any in there? Is there? No?
Hell, natural.
Okay, well, good.
All right.
So, car gals, you all know what it is that we need to do before we can jump into a five-liner with somebody that we're ready to brew with. Man,
you know what's
up. Got all fumbly-bumbly, but I'm ready to get excited to apply the principle method to keep growing, and that is to apply 3 F's inside of your life, and that is to forgive, focus, and fly. You have great things you need to accomplish, and you cannot be weighed down by the weight of unforgiveness or fly into a wall because you've lacked the commitment to stay focused. So let's get ready to have an incredible day by forgive, focus, and fly. And join us over there at Swope Nissan. It is Evan Bowles. 1, 2, 3, forgive. Focus.
Fly.
Keep growing.
Good morning. Now the show is ready
now
to go.
We're ready to run.
Let's freaking make this happen. We got Evan Bowles, a bearded sales guy. I'm so excited about this, man.
There's a story behind that.
So every one of these things that we do, every person that we interview, we're going to ask 5 questions, bro. It's called the five-liner. And we do this with every single person. And if you've heard any of our shows, all the questions are pretty similar. But the very first question is always the same. And the first question I'm going to ask you today, Evan, and I think this is a pretty important question for anybody who has looking for purpose or anybody who's trying to find why do I do things? That's the word. What is your purpose? What's your why? What makes you motivated every morning when you wake up? What makes you go, you know what, I'm going to go in today. I'm going to crush the day. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to get my team pumped up. I'm going to move some metal. I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to do it every single day. What motivates you to do that?
To create future leaders, to be honest. Lead by example and create somebody that has the passion that wants to grow and move to the next step. That's really the main motivator, is lead by example and create future leaders.
That's a great, great, great reason to do so, you know, especially when you really mean that at heart. Because a lot of times people, when you get to a leadership position, they still have that selfish salesperson mentality, and that's when they don't make it. You know, they get there and they're like, hey, I'm a leader now, but I still am doing it for myself, not doing it for my team. I'm not going to lead. I'm going to just do me. And that's kind of, we've seen that all over the country. I've seen that with a lot of different management out there. You have to change that. And Evan, you have the right mentality there. That's exactly it. Once you get to the leadership position, it's no longer me anymore. It's us. It's my team. It's the people that I'm trying to help get to where I'm at. It's the people. And I'll tell you, some people can use that as motivation, and some people use that as demotivation. I think it's great that you're using that as motivation. I know I do. I know Lou does, too, because there's nothing better than seeing your legacy through other people, seeing what you said being used by other people, seeing the clothes that you taught them being used multiple times and them shutting deals, and they don't even remember that you taught them that, you know, and that's okay. And that's what's such a beautiful thing about what you do. It's not about the reward of them coming up to you. And it's cool when they do tell you, man, thanks for teaching me that or whatever. But when you see your team growing, you don't need any words. You see them making their checks. The paychecks alone, when you see everybody on your team make a good check, you're like, I did my job this month. This is awesome. Everyone motivated. Everyone stayed on top of the game. Everyone made money. I'm excited. That is the ultimate pinnacle of being a manager, right? When everybody's making money. So,
and you're like, yeah, you made a big check. Go ahead and get me that Red Bull.
Yeah, I'm saying now I want you. I'll take two of those bad boys. Make sure you give me two Red Bulls, right? So that buy me lunch too. Cool. So
take some lunch as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that. That's one of those things. Even when you were a salesperson, when you got to do that for your manager, you felt good when you had the money. You're like, boss, I got this. Well, you know what I'm saying? You saw me part of the last month.
It's on me. It's on me this time. Yeah.
It's on me. But yeah. So great answer, man. You know, I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper on that, Lou, if you don't mind.
I know that
you have that, but let's say that you're not in the car business. What makes you Evan Bowles? What motivates you to wake up every day and just be the best version of yourself?
Well, first off, I'm a Christ follower, so Jesus calls us to live in his image. So, and it's not about just doing good by every day, but it's being genuine. It's not, oh, I feel like my good deed for the day is going to be to open this door for this person. It needs to come. It feels natural just to try to help people. And this isn't big-headed Evan, but it's just truly, I want to be a servant to others in whatever I'm doing, whether it be grocery shopping, worshiping at church,
right,
mentoring at youth, whatever it is. It's just to try to be the best example of a Christ follower I can be.
I absolutely love it.
That's exactly the right mentality. You're going to go – just that right there alone is going to take you a long way, and already has. You know, and you're going to – if you keep following that and you keep trying to help others and you keep trying to reach out and be more, and, you know, it's just going to help you be a better leader, better father, better husband, better brother, better sister. Doesn't matter what you are, male or female. You're going to be better as a person. You're going to leave this planet better than you left it or started it. You know what I mean? Like, that's like my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to not – is to do things on this planet, whether it's the car business, whether it's my family, whether it's my friends. I want to leave this planet a little bit better than when I had got the planet, you know, when I've gone on this planet. And if I could just do that, even if it's just 1%, I'm cool with that. I just want to leave it a little bit better. I want to do something, touch people, enough people to where it can do that. And I think he's on the same mission. So, Lou.
Loving that.
Question number two.
Well, I'm going to just build a little bit more on this incredible solutionary that's inside of the cafe with us and inside of his office, having a great day. One, it's a beautiful day today. So blessed to be able to have the day and to be able to own today.
Word
Evan, so you came into the car business, and there was lots of growth, right, that we had. I had the honor of being able to hire him in, right? He came in, trained him up. We have a great story on how his first car deal actually happened. His very first practice at a pencil with a customer, how that happened. But there were many different stages that occurred inside of all of those moments, right? And I want to key in, by the time we get to question number two, we're going to key in on the key pivot that happened for Evan inside of committing to this business. But let's go ahead and hash out that very first car deal of Evan Bowles. What happened there? Let me tell you guys something
about the story.
Let me tell you something that happened. Okay. So remember we traveled all throughout the country. I had the chance to meet Evan when I took a small hiatus from the car business. I was working with T-Mobile and Aflac. So I was doing some fun stuff in between the two companies, trying to just have the time to really give focus to the street outreach, the troop of great, incredible hip-hop artists that's been able to mentor and tour all over the country and have some fun with, but was really keying into that, figuring out who I was at the time. As that occurred, made some relationships inside of some other businesses, and then eventually started to make my way back to the car business, right? I jumped out there with Fred. We went out to hang out with Adam Marburger in St. Louis, and I was back in the biz, right? But in that time, we started traveling around a little bit more. I then had an offer to come help this new big grand reopening of the Nissan store. We had the freshest, newest building in town, and I had the chance to get the office that he's sitting in right there and have a great time building a new culture. They were doing maybe, I don't know, 40-ish cars a month at that time. Wasn't really a big deal. Wasn't a lot going on yet, but we had I just saw great potential. Evan found out that that was going down. Never been in the car business before. Naturally was able to sell. Said, Lou, I'd love to come rock with you. And I was like, hey, heck yeah. Matter of fact, because we trained so many people on the road, inside of a week, we turned them into instant car guys like Chip Sean and others, right? Carrie Westmoreland. I said, come out here. Come and hang out with me for the week. Come, let me get you a real jump start in this business. But that part didn't happen. So eventually I got to the Nissan store. Got my feet in there, got all the certifications I needed to, and then eventually weeks later, brought in Evan, right? Evan got trained up. We got him all the 10 steps. We got him the road to a sale. He got his certifications with Nissan, did all the cool things that you're supposed to do before you're really supposed to meet that first customer. Then my friends are in town. I said, hey, guys, I need you to do me a favor. If you're riding around today, you can just stop by my lot, say what's up to me. But I'm going to try to get you upped by my new guy, and I need you to act like you're a customer. No doubt. Okay, cool. Sounds fun. Boom. Evan gets released on the lot, sees somebody pull up on the lot. Evan, what did you see from that vantage point? What happened from there? Don't lead to the end and don't say who was who yet. Don't do it. But go ahead and explain kind of what it is that you did at that moment. This is your first customer, your very first up. You are released. Go get them, boy. You know what I mean? What happened at that point?
I was nervous as all get out. I mean, like, this is my chance. I've been begging you to say, let me go take it up. And you say, no, now's not your time. And then you say, Evan, go ahead. And I go out there, and there's two guys walking out. And, you know, I did what you taught me to do. First thing, meet and greet, give a name, get a name, talk to them, figure out what they're looking at. And it just kind of evolved from there. And in my mind, it was this literal process of what's the next step to the sale. Okay, I've got to do this to get there. What's the next step? And then it just moved on. So I don't know where you want me to stop the story, but so I'm talking to these two guys, and we start looking at this Infiniti M35.
He said, man, go show him this real quick. He said, bet. All right, let's do that. Cool. Showed him off. Did a couple little tricks, right? Not really tricks, but a couple key things to build that experience up. And you're watching it all come together because they were things that he was like, oh, cool, awesome. And you were seeing them be effective. What were some of those things that you were doing to kind of connect with that customer and get them engaged inside of the process?
One thing that stands out the most in my mind was I told him to put it on his favorite radio station. And then I told him to press and hold down the number one and set it as the first preset. And I remember they looked at each other. And he's like, you just had me set a preset. I'm like, okay, I guess that's right. I don't know. I'm new. I haven't done this before. So that was nice, right? I'll do this always if they're that excited about a radio preset.
And they're so pumped up about it because, remember, the guys that came through, they were car guys. Right? These are two guys that have been on the road with and have traveled. We've sold hundreds, maybe thousands of people in the time that we've been out there. And he got to see a couple cool things of this young man that now, if you guys can, you can't see from this angle, Evan is semi-awkwardly tall. Okay. He's like really tall. Okay. So he's a large presence person. Okay.
Everybody next to you, Lou, is tall. Stop.
That's a fact.
That is so true.
It's fact. So true. But Evan is tall.
Evan is very tall. So Evan is doing his thing. He goes to the test drive, has all the fun with the customer, does these things, has those moments, and he's getting all pumped up, getting all excited, comes through, gets his commitment, gets the trial closed, does everything he's supposed to do to get to presenting numbers. I present. Prepare the pencil, get it all ready for him, block it up, ready to go. There it is. He presents. And then, at that point, what happens as you present?
So I go through the numbers, and I get an objection. And I fumbled because I had no idea. And so I was like, give me 1 second. I'm going to go grab my friend Lou. He's a great guy. He's going to come over here, and he's just going to help me just because I'm new. So I go grab Lou. I said, hey, I've got, you know, these two customers here. We're looking at this car. They gave me this objection, and I don't know how to counter it, so come help me. And so Lou walks over to the desk, and he said, what up, Fred? What up, Sean? And at that point, I'm like,
it was Fred! It was Fred, and it was Sean!
Yeah.
I'm like, that was awesome!
I'm like, what's happening here? And he's like, so how did he do? And at that point, it's like, man, that was a test. And I was like, okay. And so Fred gave me honest feedback. He's like, you did good on the lot. You know, stumbled at numbers a little bit, but it was fine. And I took that to heart. You know, I'm green, my first chance. I'm glad to hear it because now I've made two and two together that these were comrades of Lou's. So, and then Lou, I guess I'll let you finish up from that point.
Oh. And then from that point, Fred goes, dude, these are real numbers on the car? Are these real? Are these the numbers? And I was like, yeah, they are. He's like, bro, I need to show this to Priscilla. I think I want to buy this car. So it turns into Fred coming in on a test, gets to see a car, gets put into a nice, plush, beautiful. It was a beautiful car.
It was. Black on black. I actually sold that car for I had that car for like 4 or 5 years at least, and then we sold it. Nice. And sold it. I still sold it for like 21 grand off the lot. I was like, bingo, maybe Fed loan, let's go. I even gave the salesman $1,000 because he sold it for 21 grand. I was like, hey, man, here's 1,000 plus your commission. High five, bam, good job.
But nice.
That was a nice car. It was an all-wheel drive Infiniti. Evan, you did a great job. I remember I came in and, you know, on my side of it, I came in and, you know, obviously I knew I was there to do some testing with you, you know, and I did see that car in a lot and I did like it. So it was, and that's the power, folks, of just taking your customer, going that extra mile and showing them, whether they're there to buy a car or not, sometimes they run into something, they just go, hold on a second, that's nice.
Put them through the process.
And that's what happened to me. I wasn't there to buy anything. I met a nice young man. He was new in the business. I was excited to do a little secret shopper thing for him. You know, it's cool. My brother Lou calls me and says, hey, can you help me out with a new guy? I'm always down to do that. You know, it's nothing better than helping a new guy come up in a business. So, and then I did that, but literally, Evan, no joke, it's just walking down that lot, you just happen to have that car on a lot. So salespeople out there, I don't want anything. Walk them around the lot. You'd be surprised what they stumble on. Once they trip on anything out there that they like, go get the freaking key and show it to them. Evan did the same thing. Have them drive the car. Once they drive the car, nothing seals the deal like the feel of the wheel, folks. I'm telling you, you drive that car, the car drove smooth. Thing was loaded to the gills. I mean, this was an all-wheel drive. This was the M35X. It was loaded out. It had everything you could imagine in the car. It was everything that I needed. I had a truck that I was ready to get rid of. I was like, okay, cool. I was doing a lot of traveling. My wife needed a new vehicle. She was driving a BMW at the time. It was too small for her. She didn't like it. So this was a bigger car. She liked cars at the time. She didn't want a big SUV. So everything, the stars all lined up perfect. Evan goes in, and Evan did a great job. You know, like you said, did he stumble through the numbers a little bit? Yeah, but I probably could have forced him to stumble because, you know, realistically, if I was truly there to just buy a car, it would have been a little bit different. But I was trying to give him objections.
Right.
And then he did the right thing. Like he said, he went and got a turn. He didn't blow me out. He didn't tell me, no, I can't do it. He just told me, I don't know. Let me go get somebody that might be able to give you the answer to this. So that's the key, folks. Just keep your people at bay. Show them vehicles. Get them excited about something. And then you walk them in. You present numbers. And once you present, after you trial close, you present numbers. And once you present numbers, it's magic at that point. And, you know, Evan, you did a great job, man. It's really cool to see you go from that guy to sitting in the seat that you're sitting in right now, man. Right. So you need to feel really good about that. Because you remember, like you said, you caught the first up you catch. You're like, man, I'm excited, but I really don't know what I'm doing yet. I just know I have to go through steps, all these steps, and I have to do this.
Yep.
And you're thinking about the steps instead of just doing the steps at first. And then now look at you. Now you're teaching guys the same thing. Now you're pouring that out there. You know, so that is part of Lou's legacy, in my opinion. And I'm part of mine a little bit because I was there. So I think that's a really cool story. I keep remembering that. I'll never forget that, obviously. So it's really cool. I'm glad that I was part of your first deal, my friend. And
so am I. Super glad. I mean, it's you know, it's a really neat story, but yeah,
you sold one of the best car guys in the world, man. That's not right. Not to say I'm that great, but I am.
And that's mainly that's how we hyped it up, right? So when building you up at the time, right? That's mainly what I was leaning in on is, bro, you know how good you did? Fred is one of the greatest car guys that I know in the business that I've locked arms with from my early days in the business, right? And you sold him. You did a great job, and that gassed him up so much. He was so pumped up, but so amazed because he had that roller coaster of deflation. Like, I finally got to go meet my first customer. It was fake. Ah,
hey, but he's buying anyway.
Hey, but he's buying the car. Heck yeah, awesome.
My business, I love it.
Yeah, we got two nice trades in here, and everything's moving right. And it just happened, you know. And Chef Sean is sitting there like, wow, what did just happen? You know what I mean?